Okay, the databases that you have are your name underscore one and your name underscore two? And it's just your name, or is it your username? What? It's your username, is it?
Yeah.
Underscore one and your username underscore two. So you can go in, once you get into MySQL, you can just say use and the name of the database that you want to use, and that brings up the database. And then if you want to see tables that you created on that database, you can say show tables. And the show tables will show the tables that you have in the database. And anybody that was here last Thursday should, unless they couldn't get in, have one database. Now, you couldn't get in. Are you in all right now?
Well, I could get in. It just wouldn't let me. It wouldn't let me access the
okay,
database.
Has it been fixed?
I'm trying to check that. I'm logging in and checking that right now.
Okay. So if you have this open in the background, that means that you can test something or play with something if you want to. So that's basically what I'm trying to do. And I need to have that. Everybody in all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, let me know. Okay. Okay, the beginning MySQL notes are ones we looked at last time. Data types you should just take a look at. This is at W3 Schools. And unfortunately, there is some difference in the data types from one Oracle to the next. From one database to the next. So MySQL, it tells you the data types that you have available. Okay? So they first tell you the data type, and character is a fixed length field. And usually people use that for something like the state abbreviation, or the major abbreviation, because you know it's always going to be two characters. It's never going to be more. It's never going to be less. So you might as well just make it a character. Varchar is a variable length character. Okay?
No.
And those are mainly the two that you use. Then if you scroll down, I actually should take a picture of that. If you scroll down, they give you the number types, and integer is one of the ones that's heavily used, float is used, decimal is used, double is used. Okay, all of those can be used for decimals, and integer is used, okay, for integer numbers. And then if you keep scrolling, they give you information about a date. So they give you data types for dates. Okay, so date gives you the format of 4 years, 2 months, 2 days. Okay, so that's the format that that gives you. And then it gives you other things so that you can get time and you can get that sort of thing. So this is just a list of the data types if you want to check that out. Okay, so that's why I put that up there. Okay. So the next one I'm going to look at is MoreSQL. And we will probably continue doing SQL this week. And then we will start moving into doing this, but doing it within as opposed to doing it separately. Okay. Why aren't I getting any time now? There it is. Okay, so just as a quick review, I've got show tables and I've got create. So I've got create a table called whatever I want to call it, and I put a variety of just playing around with different data types in there, and came up with different data types. So you can do that. Then if you wanted to see a description of the table, you do a DESC. Okay. Let me go down. So a DESC gives you a description of the table. Okay. So if you are creating a table for me for an assignment, I definitely want you to do the DESC at some point so I can see how you have set it up. And I want you to do the select asterisks so I can see what data you have in the table. Okay, because if you do something further down and I don't know what data you have there, then I don't know whether it worked correctly without seeing the data. So I want you to do a DESC of a table you're using and then do the select asterisks. Okay. Okay, so basically what you've got is you create a structure of a table and then you put data in it. Okay, working with data, you can do insert, you can do update, and you can do delete. And that's how you can change data. Okay, so to change data, okay, that was interesting. Whatever. Okay, so you can do an insert, you can do an update, and you can do a delete. And that's how you change data. Okay? Then, the other thing you have to be able to do is change the structure. And changing the structure is done with the alter statement. Okay? So, if I... For some reason, this is just deciding to be totally... Nothing's going to work. I don't think I'll write it anymore. Okay. So then if I come down, I can change the structure with the alter. So the alter lets me change the structure of the table, and then there's other things that let me change the data in the table. So this says alter table, and then I give the name of the table, which is other table. And then I said I want to add in an advisor, which is going to have a bear care 20 field. Okay, so I'm adding in another field. So I'm changing the structure of the table. So again, insert changes and adds records to the table. Alter with the add changes the structure of the table. So I've now got an extra field that I've just added in. And if I do the DESC, I can see that it's there. Okay. Now there are a whole load of things you can do with the alter. So it's worth going and looking up. Okay, you can modify it, you can add to it, you can get rid of things. The alter lets you do a whole wide variety of maintenance of the structure of the table. Okay, and the structure is always alter table, give the name of the table, and then on the next line you tell it what in particular you want to do. In this case, I wanted to add. Okay, and this one I wanted to modify. So I had decided that a field that I have wasn't big enough. So I went ahead and I modified the name, putting it up to 25 characters. I don't know what it used to be, but I've modified it going up to 25. Actually, if I go up just a little ways, it used to be 20, now it's 25. Okay. And then I can drop a column, so I went in and dropped a column. And so the advisor column that I just added, I've now dropped. Okay, so it has gone away. So those are some of the main things you can do with the ALTA, but you should go in and take a look at the ALTA statement at some point and see all of the different things that you can do within it. So I am inserting data here. And then I am back to looking for particular data. So this one is saying select asterisks from other table where the major is CI and either of the other two things is true. So this has got to be major CI and then either, okay, so it's got to be CI. And then it's going to have either number of credits greater than 24 or GPA greater than 3.5. So everything has a CI and everything has either this greater than 24 or GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so the one that only had 15 credits, the GPA is greater than 3.5. This one that has a low GPA has got the number of credits big enough. But they all are CI. Okay, so again, the general rule for all of this is ands get resolved before ors. And if you want to change that, you've got to put in parentheses. So ands get resolved before ors. If I had left out the parenthesis, it would resolve it as CI and number of credits greater than 24 or just GPA greater than 3.5, and I don't care what the major is. Okay? So ands get resolved before ors, and if you want to change that, then you have to use the parenthesis. And leaving out the parenthesis of this means when the and got resolved, the first two things got combined, and the third thing stood alone. Right? Okay, let's see how I'm doing at getting rid of... What happened there? As I said, I should write. I don't know what has gone wrong with this. Okay, so now we'll scroll down and look at the next thing. And these are inborn functions that are part of it. So I've got select asterisks from other tables where upper major equals CI. So that means it is taking the function upper and acting on major. So no matter what the major was that was entered, it is converting it to uppercase and comparing it to CI. So if somebody entered in lowercase, it will convert it to uppercase for the purposes of the select. It will not change the data. If you want to change the data, you got to do an update. One of the things that SQL is very good about is it doesn't tamper with data. unless you overtly say, I want to change the data, I'm doing an update. Okay? Doing a select does not tamper with the data. So I've got this where I've said, compare the uppercase version of major to CI. Okay, and then I would just, for the fun of it, said, okay, compare the uppercase major to the uppercase version of lowercase CI, and just did the conversion on both sides, and it would end up comparing CI to CI, because it converts whatever is inside to CI, and it converts what I'm comparing to CI. And that was, as I said, just for the fun of it. Okay, concat allows you to concatenate two things. Okay, for you who are in Oracle, you concatenate with a double pipe. That's not allowed here. Okay, so that's one of the differences. So the concat concatenates multiple things, and you can, and this is one to kind of try if you have a table, but you can concatenate more than one thing. Okay, so if you want to bring it up, and my test first, okay, so if I want to concatenate a couple of things, I can say select concat. Okay, and I can say I want to see the name, major, GPA from, what was this test first? Okay, so it concatenated three fields together. So I've got name and major and GPA all concatenated. The only spaces I have here are the spaces that were already embedded in the name. It doesn't get rid of spaces, but it doesn't have spaces between them. So I can also go in and say, select concat major and then comma and then have a space and then comma and then GPA from test first, and then it put a space in. So I have concatenated there the major with a space, and I could have made it an asterisk or something else like that, and I can say concatenate those fields together. Okay. So the concatenate is done with concat. Back in Oracle, you could do it with concat, but it had limitations on it, and most people used double pipes. Okay. So as I said, SQL is SQL most of the time, but there is some variations between the different versions. Okay. So we had functions that act on every individual record. So when I did upper acted on every individual record. When I did concat acts on every individual record. So those are functions that act on individual records. Okay? If I want to, I can have a function that also acts on the total. So I can say select average of GPA from test first. Okay, and it gives me the average GPA. And so this is a group function. These are individual functions that act on individual records. And then there are group functions that act on the group of data. Okay? So upper was an individual one that acted on each individual record. So is concat. But average is acting on a group of records. Okay. And this gives you others that are acting on a group of records. So I've got, give me the sum, give me the count, give me the max. And it goes through and does that. And again, if you want to look up group functions for MySQL, you can do a search and find all the group functions for MySQL. That is a group function. In this one, I actually didn't come up with any data at all. I just said, select now from other table. And so for every single record, it gave me the date. But I didn't ask it to show me anything else, like the ID number or the name or anything. So it just showed me the date for every single record. And now gets me the date. Okay. I'm not sure why you'd ever want to do that, but yeah.
So now it's just a date-related function, then you never use it in any
yeah,
other
yeah, yeah. It's just okay. Giving you...
timestamp kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, then the next one is giving me the length of the name. So again, we're back to a function that is acting on every record. Because I'm saying, give me name, give me the length of the name. And so it is telling me how many characters are in the name. Okay. And then we get into grouping. So we talked about the count and average and sum act on all of the records. Well, I can give it a particular group of records that I wanted to add on, act on, by using the group by. And so there I am saying, okay, select the major, the count of a major, and then group by major. So what it's doing is it is grouping all of the records that have a major of BU. And it's grouping all of the records that have a major of CI. And then it is showing the major itself and the count of that major. Okay. So if I have... I'm going to... Okay, so I have here a major, and basically it's the same thing as this one. So I'm going to say, select major, and then give me the count of the major. And show me the name. From test first. Okay. And that gave me an error. Why did I get an error on this one?
Didn't close the parentheses?
Did I not close the parentheses? Where am I?
Count major.
Yeah. Where is it? I'm looking out. There it is. Count major. Okay. So select major, count major, name from test first. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That isn't what I expected. Okay, what did I do? Major, count major, and I have a major that's BU, right? Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to point out, that it was a problem. But that isn't what I ended up pointing out. Okay, wait a minute. Major is not... Oh, group by. Duh. Okay. Okay, I'm all right. Select major. It's actually not all right, but I will show you why it's not all right in a minute. But I should have had... group by major. Okay, now I'm all right. Now I've got it all right. So I'm saying, give me the major, the count of the major from test first, group by major. Now it's kind of interesting that what it did up there when I did that and made the mistake is instead of telling me I had a problem, it gave me some data that was wrong. Because it basically picked the first major and went with it. What I was really getting at was this. Okay, and that's what I wanted to point out. In Oracle, it doesn't let you do that. In MySQL, it does. And so you get garbage, basically. So you have to be careful. Because what I'm doing is BU only at one person, so indeed it was Robert Brooks. But CI had five people. Why am I getting a name there? I'm getting the name of one of the five people. Okay, and if I do a select asterisk from test first, okay, the name that I got was the name of the first person. Okay, and so it gave me that name. Oracle would not have done that. It would have told you you couldn't do it. And that's a complaint I have about MySQL, is that the rule that should be being followed is the only field that you can put up in the select is the field you're grouping by. You can't put another field up there that you're not grouping by because name is an individual thing. I'm not grouping by name. So there are, for the major of CI, there are five different names. I am now arbitrarily showing one of those names. But that is only one of the five people. I shouldn't be showing it because it gives information that can easily be construed wrong. So it should not have allowed me to put the name there. Okay, that name should not be allowed. Well, I got blue at least. Now let's see if I can erase even. So I should not be allowed to put the name up there. In other versions of SQL that I've been talking about Oracle, because some of you have had the Oracle class, the name would not be allowed there. And it shouldn't be allowed there. Because I'm saying select major and group by major. So that means major has been grouped. So then I shouldn't be extracting one name from the group. That doesn't make sense. Okay, so it gives misleading data. And one of the things that you're supposed to be avoiding doing is giving misleading data. Okay, so now let's see. If I go here, in, I'll move it over. Clear ink. Whoo! All right, so apparently it doesn't like to work with Word, but is happy working with Pete Putty. Yeah.
What takes care of that? John Doe?
Just not putting name up there. Okay, what's wrong is I am putting something that I didn't root by. Okay? If I were to go in and say, select select major, count major, name from test first, group by major and name within name, okay? Then it is grouping by major and then name within major, so it's ending up grouping by name, and I'm getting all the names, and that's fine because I group by name. Okay, now it's not giving me any groups because I don't have multiples. And I don't have multiples of anything there other than major, so I really can't do this. But I can group by multiple fields. And this one would say that major is the primary. So it first gathers all the majors together. And then within the majors, I say group by name. And since there aren't any duplicate names, everybody is, it forms just groups of one. And so you can see the groups of one that have formed. Okay. So I can group down a couple of levels. If I had, for example, major and then you know, option within major, I could group by the two things. Okay, but this particular example doesn't give a very good example of that. But I can group by major, but I can group by multiple fields. Okay, I can also, there are two things that I can do when I'm doing this group by. Okay. The FOIA clause. Eliminates records as the groups are being formed. And then I have a having clause that can eliminate groups. I shouldn't just say eliminate. It can eliminate or keep. But the where eliminates or keeps records as the groups are being formed, the having eliminates or groups records. Okay. So again, if I go back to the handout, I'm saying select major, count major from the table, group by major, having some number of credits greater than 50. And I really should know what the number of credits are. But the sum of the number of credits is greater than 50. So what it did there is it formed a group by major. And then it looked at the number of credits for each of those groups and eliminated business because business didn't have enough number of credits. Okay, so if you go back and look at the data, somewhere I have the data here. I think. Maybe I don't. Maybe I didn't do what I told you to do. There it is. No, that isn't. I need one that has the BU in it. And maybe I didn't do that. Nope. Sorry about that. Okay, so if I come up here and I come in here and I say, let me again get everything so I can see the data. Select asterisk from test first. Okay, so I am going to eliminate a record as I'm forming the groups. Okay, so I can say select major, count of major from test first, where GPA is greater than 3.5, and then I can say group by major. Except that I didn't say the right test first. Now it is telling me I'm grouped by major and I eliminated all records where the major wasn't greater than was less than 3.5. So I eliminated this one and I eliminated that one because there were two that were less than 3.5. So that's why I'm getting the group only having three. Because I said eliminate, as you're forming the groups, eliminate any record that doesn't have a GPA greater than or less than 3.5. Any record that has that. So I'm saying here, eliminate. Okay, so I'm eliminating any record that has a GPA less than 3.5. So that means I'm eliminating that record, and I'm eliminating that record. No, I...
The
less one... You're right. This one also on the CI. So why did I get a count of three? Oh, because I read it wrong. I said select major, count of major, where the GPA. That means I don't want to eliminate, I want to keep. I read it wrong when I was talking to myself here. I want to keep. So I'm keeping and I'm eliminating the ones that don't meet that criteria. So I'm keeping 3.2, 3.4, and I'm keeping those two. I am eliminating these two. So those are the two that I eliminate because they don't have a GPA less than 3.5. I read it completely backwards. After I've totally confused you, have I now unconfused you? So I eliminated the 3.6 and the 3.5 because I said select the major and the count where the GPA is less than 3.5. So those four have a GPA less than 3.5. One of them is a BU major, and one of them is a CI major. So I am eliminating the ones that do not meet the criteria, and that leaves me with three CI majors and one BU major that meet the criteria. Okay. So I'm keeping those. I'm eliminating the ones that do not meet the criteria. Yes, no, maybe? ask me questions if you don't understand this, because I screwed it up, so now you get to help me bail out of this. Okay, does that make sense? Okay. Okay, so now I can go in and say, wait a minute, this is what I want. Come on. There. So now I'm going to say, select major, count major from test first where GPA is less than 3.5, group by major, and then I'm going to put in a having clause and I'm going to say having count major greater than 1. Okay? And that having eliminated a group. So I had a count major originally of 1 and 3. And now I'm saying I only want to see records or lines where I have a count major greater than 1. So that eliminated BU. Okay? So these were the groups that were formed. And now having acts on the groups. So the having clause acts on the groups. So I have two groups there. And now I'm saying, group by major having a count greater than 1. So I am acting on the groups and I am eliminating one of the groups. And the group I'm eliminating is the BU with the 1 because it doesn't have a count greater than 1. Take a few minutes and try one of these with the data that you have and play around with the having and the where. Okay? So the where eliminates as the groups are being formed, eliminates or keeps. As the groups are being formed. So it eliminates records as the groups are being formed. Once the groups have been formed, the having acts on the groups. So try to take a record and play and see if you can get this to come up right. There's what, 4 of you that have had Oracle? You had Oracle?
Okay.
And you had it, right?
I had Oracle, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Huh?
A lot of fun.
So is this a lot of fun too then?
Yeah.
I think this groups with the where and the having is one of the trickiest parts of it sometimes. That's why I want you to try one. Mm. If you have a question about it, call, ask me. Or ask one of the people that's already taken Oracle. It what?
Yeah. I think my history class is horrible. And that's the thing that's messed up.
What?
Like, I get this so easily, but when it comes to history, I don't understand how I pick up programming, but history is just a whole new world.
Yeah, it's more just memorizing facts. And understanding interrelationships, why this caused this to happen. Which is a lot clearer after it happened than before it happened, usually. What? Yeah? Okay, did everybody get something working? The significant nods of heads that I'm assuming they did. Okay, and there's another group, another example down here of the same thing, where I'm eliminating anything according to the Weya statement, eliminating or keeping, and the having is eliminating or keeping the groups once the groups have been formed. A good way to test these is to forget the having, see what you get when you just do the group by with the Weya. And then throwing in the having next so that you can see if the having impacted what you originally had when you did the group by. So if you just take and eliminate the having, see what you got, and then put in the having and see how it changed. That's the easiest way, I think, to test this. Okay, the next thing that we're looking at is substring. And in this case, substring takes characters from a name. And you can actually use substring or substr, and either one of them will work. So you can call it a substr or you can call it substring. So this one said, go into the name field. Okay, start with character 3 and take the next 4 characters. Okay, so I'm saying name from 3. So I'm going 1, 2, 3. And in everything that you do, when you start using which character it is, you have to figure out whether it's starting with one or starting with zero. Okay? And this one is starting with one. So it's going one, two, three, taking the third character, and then taking four. One, two, three, four includes a space. So there's actually four characters there, but it's unfortunately a space. If you go down and look at Bob Hill, the third character is a B, then I get the space HI. Okay, so that you can see the four characters on. You can also do it instead of writing name from three for four, you can just do it the way almost the rest of the world does it, which is name, comma, three, comma, four. And that says the same thing, start at three and go for four characters.
So in the same way as Oracle.
That's right. And so if I come in here and I select asterisks from test first, because I keep forgetting what I call everything here. So if I go in, and I'm going to do the same thing that I did there. So I'm going to say select name substring name 3, 4 from test first. Okay, and so you can see substring also works. You can write out the whole thing substring, or you can use substr. Okay, so this went into name. It starts with the third character and takes four. So I start with the H and take HN space D, and I take four characters. Okay. So this lets me go in and extract characters from a field, okay? Lots of times ID numbers are constructed by going in and taking a few characters of your name maybe and a few characters of your city maybe and putting those things together with a concat to make an ID. So that the ID uniquely represents you. Okay? So substring lets me go in and extract characters from the beginning, or I'm sorry, inside. So this is the starting point, and this is the number of characters that I want to extract. Okay? So, I am going to give you an assignment that I always, always, always give, which is flipping a name.
We were just saying, what
I was going to ask. Once you started going to the substring, I figured that.
It has to be. Okay. So, to do that, we also need instring, which is further down. So, I am with instring. I am trying to find a particular character, and it's pretty easy with GPA, but I didn't happen to have anything good to find it with. But I said, okay, select the GPA. Now, in string goes into the string. Go into the string GPA and find the decimal point. So that will go and find the decimal point in the string, and is telling me that the decimal point is in the 2. What did I just do? Okay, the assignment that I was talking about that I give every single class. So if you take multiple classes with me, then you already know how to do it. But anyway, I will give you a name that is Joe slash John. And I want you to convert that so that it says John space Doe. Okay? And it's got to work for anybody's name. So Susie Bell Anderson has got to work as well. Okay, it's not just John Doe, so it's not just four characters and three characters. So what you're going to do with this is we just looked at InString, which lets you find a character. What character are you going to want to find if you're going to want to flip this name?
The slash.
Because the slash tells you where the last name ends and where the first name begins. So you need to locate the slash. Okay? Where does the first name begin?
Character after the slash.
This character after the slash. So if I have located the slash and then I add one to it, that's the first character of the first name. Okay? Substring we need to look at again. Okay, so if I go in here and say select name substring name 3 from test first, notice what it does. If I don't put that how many characters, it goes to the end. Okay? So on this one, I put the start, but I didn't tell it how many characters to take, so I didn't say how many characters. So it goes to the end. Okay, it goes to the end. So if you don't say how many characters, it goes to the end. So that means if I'm looking here, Doe John, this is, I take the location of the slash plus 1 is right there, right? If I know that the slash is in character 4, then I know that the first name starts in character 5. And I want to go to the end, right? So I go to the end. I start at the slash plus 1, and I go to the end. Okay. Now, how do I get the last name? Where does the last name start?
First character.
Right. Last name starts in the first character, right? Where does the last name end?
The slash
minus 1. Because the slash is in 4, so that means the last name is 3 characters. Okay? If I have Anderson, Ann. Okay, the slash is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The slash is in 9. So that means the last name is 8 characters. So how many characters do I want to take? That number of characters. So what you do is you have to put in the code to get the first name. And then you're going to concatenate that with a space. And then you're going to put in the code to get the last name. Now, in my examples here, and and Dave's available from 4 o'clock on Wednesdays if you contact
him. Email.
If you email, I said if you contact him. Here I have name, and I put I put my parentheses in the wrong place. And I put two numbers, but I don't have to have numbers there. I can have a formula there. Okay, I can, for example, put in there that instead of starting with 3, I want to use instring to find the slash and add 1 to it. So I can put in this place, instead of the 3, I can put in the instring. And I can say, go and use the instring and find the slash and add 1 to it. So I can put in formulas on any of these. Okay, I'm giving you more hints in this class than I did in Oracle.
You read my mind? Because I just said that to her. I said, she's being generous in this class. I said, she wasn't that generous in Oracle.
That's because you had 14 weeks in Oracle. Here you got 2. So we're condensing. So anyway, that is going to show up on your homework assignment to do the name flip. Okay? And yes, I'm giving you more hints. There's in string finding a space. So on this one, I used in string to locate in the name field where the space is. So for Susan Ash, it's in 6. For Bob Hill, it's in 4. Okay. What does mod do?
The remainder.
Okay. So mod does a divide and gives you the remainder. Okay, so I said here, mod number of credits divided by 2. So mod number of credits divided by 2, for the first person, that's a 15 divided by 2. Okay, 15 divided by 2 gives me a 7 with a remainder of 1. And the remainder is what comes down there. 27 divided by 2 gives me 13 with a remainder of 1. 36 divided by 2 gives me an 18 with a remainder of 0. So mod is giving you a remainder. And for some reason, the ink stays when I write on Word and goes off the screen. Whatever. Okay, so on this one, I said take the number of credits and divide by 5. So doing 15, the answer is 0 because there's no remainder. 27 divided by 5 is 5 with a remainder of 2. Okay, so that gives you the mod. And I keep, for some reason, getting sign-ins. Oh, that's why. It's underneath there. Okay, I can format a number. So I said, take the number of credits and format it with 2 decimal places. Why I want to do this, I have no idea, but I can do it. So I can format this and give it 2 decimal places. So I said, take number of credits, which is a whole number, and format it to 2 decimal places. I can also limit how many records I take. So I'm saying here, select asterisks from the table, limit three. So I only want three records. I want to see the first three records. And let's see. This is just a create table again. This is a how to make a backup. So this is actually probably one of the most important lines. I can say create table, other table two, as select asterisks from other table. So I've now made a backup. I've made a complete copy of the structure and the data that's in the structure. So I made a complete copy of it. So I've got a backup. And whenever I finish a table, I always do that, and I, instead of calling it 2, I usually call it BK at the end. And I make a backup of the table so that if I mess it up or if I lose it, I've got the table, I don't have to recreate it. And always use commit when you're done. When you're done with something, type in the word commit. And that commits things, although I don't think we have the problem in SQL that we had of losing things in Oracle. For some reason, the way they set it up. Okay, we're done. We are going to continue with this hurried up version, so stop me if you're having problems, because we're giving, it's a much more hurried version than actually in Oracle. So stop me and ask questions.
Yeah, name flip only took me 2 semesters technically, so. If Pat still had helped me with it, so.
Okay, all set, folks. We're done.
Can you look like a...